To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, my name's Malia from St. Brendan's Preschool. Thank you to Quest for letting us pray for you.
Just love the prayers from all the kids, yes. But those preschool ones.
So sweet.
Yeah, it really is. I'm Dave Savage, the production programming manager here at The Quest, AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our pledge drive. And we are going to be talking pro-life here again. Kathy Snyder has stuck around for another hour. And we also have our guests in studio, Carmen Ross and Amy Lusk. And we appreciate you all being here. So, right off the bat, first of all, I just want to thank St. Peter Chanel Respect Life Ministry made a donation to The Quest, and also Janet from Dunwoody made a donation is what I meant to say.
We knew what you meant.
This is hour 11 now of this pledge drive, so it's getting a little punch happy here. But anyway, so Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm so blessed to be here with my dear friends who we've gotten to know through walking with Moms in Need Ministry. And, you know, we go to the sidewalk a few days a week together and offer hope and help to women outside of the abortion clinic to just see if they would like a different option. And so I'm here with Amy Lusk and Carmen Ross. And I'm just going to have each of you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about where you go to church and also kind of what got you involved in this ministry.
Hello, I'm Amy Lusk, and I'm a parishioner at St. Peter Chanel Parish. I've always been passionate about the dignity of the human person and respect life. I have a background in nursing and worked in a pediatric intensive care unit for years. Several years ago, I was introduced to Kathy through a dear friend of ours, Maury Cleveland. And Kathy came and spoke actually at our BT Bible study. And I was so moved by what she had to say about the pro-life ministry and how involved she was in what she was doing. So I kind of tagged on to Kathy and started going with her to the sidewalk to pray, and have really enjoyed it, have met some wonderful people on the journey, and am always so grateful and appreciative of my opportunity to be down there and working with women.
My name is Carmen Ross. I'm from St. Bridget Church, and I started by signing up to do 40 Days for Life a year and a half ago during Lent, and I thought, oh, 1 hour a week, I can do that. Well, it's turned into much more. I saw Kathy and Brian in action doing sidewalk counseling, and when you start doing sidewalk counseling, you start getting involved with the women, so we're involved with many women in other states also that have come to Georgia for their abortions. And now we're taking that, walking with moms, and we're trying to help women through our parish and around our parish, which is beautiful that the USCCB came up with this program. And I do want to give a shout out to Quest, because after being at the abortion sidewalk, and you have good days and bad days, and sometimes there's a lot of arrows coming your way from people driving by, from people you talk to. A lot can happen. And when I get into my car and I can turn on Quest and just feel so encouraged and uplifted on my drive home. It's a huge help. So well, I just wanted to give that little shout out.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So true.
Fantastic.
I love that. I love that. Well, one of the things when we were talking about the USCCB and the initiative that Walking with Moms in Need, you know, it's the first time that the USCCB gave the Respect Life Ministers actually a program, not an initiative, but a program back in 2019. And so because of COVID, it kind of got stalled and it's now being reissued for the parishes to do this. And in our archdiocese, we have 102 parishes, but we only have 21 active parishes who are doing Walking with Moms in Need. So again, if maybe this is something you're interested in, and, you know, St. Bridget, we've had a unique opportunity to kind of be a little far advanced in this program because we've been going to the sidewalk. We have a core group of people from St. Bridget that have been going to the sidewalk for years, and we've been rescuing these women and their families, and we've been walking with them in various ways that some are extremely involved. And so for us, doing what the USCCB is calling us to do, it's like, oh, find people down the street from our parish. Well, that'd be nice because we're going, you know, an hour and a half away to service these women that come from all over. So we're very excited to kind of promote this ministry and to give you the encouragement to say, what can I do? You know, not everyone can do everything, but everyone can do something. And so, you know, what is that gift or talent or something that you might have to be able to, you know, start this at your parish or to be a little part of the wheel that, you know, is a really important part. I like to say the Walking with Moms in Need ministry is really living out the second joyful mystery. And, you know, we know the fruit of that mystery is charity toward our neighbors. So, you know, just like Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth and stayed for about 3 months, you know, so we visit and stay with parenting and pregnant moms for as long or as much, as little or as much as she needs us. And again, so much of this ministry is finding the resources that are already out there. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. So again, like Lisa said last hour, we really connect with the resources that are out there as well. So you also don't have to have all the answers. You just have to have a heart for service, for sure. Amy, I know you had a little part to share about that from the Gospel of Life that we've been studying, and I thought that was really sweet. We're doing the Gospel of Life, Pope St. John Paul II's encyclical, and we were studying it on Monday together, and I was going to ask Amy to share that little reflection she did.
Yes, I thought it was a very powerful and I think speaks a lot to what we do walking with these women, and it's from John 3:17, and it says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." And I feel like that's what we do when we walk with these women. We go out there, whether it be on the sidewalk, to do sidewalk advocacy and pray, and also walking with these women on their journey, that we are the hands and feet of Christ. We do not come out there to condemn or to judge. We go out there and work with these women to try to save them from the sadness and despair of abortion. And we're there to encourage them and to offer help and to let them know that the unfathomable mercy of Christ. And we try to change hearts and minds. We know it's a culture that has to be changed. And we try to do it, you know, with love and compassion. And so I think that that's, and I think we can never underestimate too what kind of impact we can have, even just through kindness or, you know, letting these women know that we support them, that we believe in them, and that there are people out there that are willing to do that and really find joy and are blessed to be able to help them and walk with them on this journey. So I think it's, you know, it's little steps along the way too that can be so impactful to these women. And it's so nice to see and to walk with these women and to see the joy that we can bring and the joy that we bring to their kids and their entire family. So
you say little steps, baby steps, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Hey, but
Can I just jump in here? And I don't know if you were done with that thought, but I just want to mention that this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive, and we have Kathy Schneider in here, Carmen Ross, and Amy Lusk, and we are talking pro-life here. And that is up until birth, but also beyond birth. Mm-hmm. So we just want to make sure that we're all clear on what we're talking about here. But if you would like to donate, you know, I know that the Quest has been behind 40 Days for Life, Walking with Moms in Need, Pregnancy Aid Clinic, and I know there's other ones we're behind, but we try to get these words out. And if this is something you believe in, something that you feel is needed in Atlanta, we do need your support. It costs money to keep the lights on here. It, you know, we do need help with this. So if you could donate, or better yet, even pledge, even if it's $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can afford, we would greatly appreciate it. It really helps us to keep getting words like this pro-life message out there. You can call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can donate on the Quest Atlanta app right from your phone. Real easy. One more time, that phone number is 470-508-1160. Kathy?
One of the things, I've just really been blessed by the service of these two women who will roll up their sleeves. And I like to say we kind of sometimes get involved in the weeds of people's life, and we clear a path through the jungle. And Carmen, it's sweet. After we'd been working together for a while, I had asked her, I said, what did you do before you stayed home with your children? And she said, I was an event planner. And I was like, an event planner? No wonder you're so good at helping me, like, not miss a thing. So, like, people have these gifts and talents. And so one of the things Carmen does for us, which is just one of many, but she coordinates the showers for us, mm-hmm. these baby showers that we do for the moms. And it's a big task. It's beautiful. And she does that so well. And I'm going to just let you just talk about the baby showers a little bit, if you will. Like, just, you know.
So we try to put schedule the baby showers that we have for these moms at parishes close to them, because they're inviting family and friends, they're taking gifts home, and then also the community can also get behind them and help them, whether it's with providing meals after they have the baby. But it's been wonderful because the parishes, they come out for these baby showers, and they love on the moms. And we've had them all over Metro Atlanta. We've had them in other states. We've contacted Catholic churches and said, can we come over there and have a shower for one of the moms that lives close to you? And just the outpouring all over the archdiocese from these different parishes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to ask, so I just want to make sure, because I've never been to one of these.
Yeah.
So basically, this is a local parish in the archdiocese, mm-hmm. that would have, like, in their
hall. Social
room,
hall,
whatever,
yes.
Yeah, yep. Whatever room they have there.
Yep.
And this could be for a woman who belongs to the parish or doesn't
belong, usually,
who maybe isn't
right.
Catholic or has any
right.
belief, but
right.
whoever it is, and then parishioners would donate. I'm assuming there's a
baby registry.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so they would. You know, they need diapers, they need a crib, they need
right.
whatever.
Yes.
Probably all of the above.
Right.
And so then as a parishioner, I could go to that list and go, oh, here, I could help out with this.
Yes.
And that,
right.
so, okay, I just want
that's
to make
exactly,
sure. That,
yes,
I just
exactly
want to make sure that's what
happens.
It was. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And
okay.
Here's one of the things I always like to say. If you've never been to a baby shower for a complete stranger, you don't know what you're missing, because that truly is showing the love of Jesus Christ.
Right. There's a family room promo of you saying that,
yeah,
exact, that exact thing. And if you want to hear the family room episode, it's available on the Quest Atlanta app or at thequestatlanta.com. I'm sorry, Kathy,
yes,
go ahead.
No, but it's so true.
And some of these women, this is their fifth or sixth child. They've never had a party or a baby shower. And to have this outpouring of love is just beautiful. And so the parishes are so giving and mm-hmm. so loving, and it's beautiful.
I can still remember one of the first woman that we had rescued from abortion, and I kept saying, now we need to plan your baby shower, and I found this place close to you, we're a parish, we're going to host it there, and, you know, we're going to talk about what you need and stuff. And then she kept kind of putting me off, and I said, let's look at a date, like, when's your work schedule stuff? And then finally she said to me, I don't have anyone who's going to come to a baby shower. I don't have anyone who'll come. And I said, oh, no, honey, we'll come. We'll come. Like, you know, the church, we show up. And so I can still remember when she came in that church hall, like her face was beet red. Like she was crying. And half the time through the shower, she'd still have little tears just going down her face. I mean, she couldn't believe all these people who didn't even know her would show up and help her welcome this little boy. So, you know, that's the kind of beauty of this program, you know, trying to walk with moms. We had a woman that was chose life at the abortion clinic a little bit ago. Well, she had a heartbeat and she couldn't do it. And she said, honestly, I mean, I guess I'm going to parent. She said, but look, I got four kids already and we're all sleeping on a mattress in the floor. Like, I don't even have furniture for the ones I have. And I said, we'll get you furniture. And a couple Sundays ago, we got a truck, picked up stuff, and took her furniture. And she didn't just get any furniture. Her older daughter's got a princess bed, y'all. Oh, my gosh. It has these pink posts. And, I mean, those girls were super excited. So, I mean, this is what the church does. We see a need. We fill a need. You know, we just – people love to help with that kind of stuff. And even to support somebody who chose life in a very difficult circumstance. I remember one of our other mothers she had her sixth baby, and when we had her baby shower, some of her children were a little older teenagers, and she said, I'm so glad to see, like, the older couple knew she was going to abort that baby. Like, she had confided to them because she was practically homeless. And she said, Kathy, I'm so glad they see how life is supposed to be celebrated.
Oh, but, wow.
You know, because they don't have those experiences growing up. They have not seen life chairs. They've seen if, you know, you go take this life out if it seems hard or you can't, you know, make a way. So so it really is so many beautiful ways.
Yeah. And the other day we had a woman who reached out and asked if we had any used like outdoor equipment and toys for her kids. So Kathy put the message out, and within a day probably, I mean, Kathy sent this picture of all these fun toys.
She got a swing set, a trampoline, bikes for everyone.
Yeah, and she was like, so
she had a yard, and she was so excited to have
a
yard.
And these were all donated.
All donated within a day.
And
And so she was so excited, and her kids were so excited. And again, how lovely for people. It's just spreading, you know, joy to people. And so it's fun to see.
That was rescued from abortion a while back. Her baby's probably 9 months old, maybe, or something that. So, you know, we, again, these women know we're there for them. You know, they know they can reach out if they need big things, little things. But, you know, many of them we walk closely with because there's a lot of dysfunction or there's a lot of need. But some of them, once we do the baby shower and they're settled, they're kind of safe and okay, you know. I have to give a shout out to this because before the first hour, the prayer was St. Catherine of Siena preschool. And I don't know if this will be, anyway, one of the little girls on there that's in that preschool, well, her little sibling got saved and she's now in that preschool. Like, we've connected them. So, and her mother loves it. Like, I just went to see the baby on Friday, and she's like, we love the preschool. She's so happy there. And so, look at that. I mean, we took this person who, you know, was in a difficult situation and is doing great and, you know, stable. And her daughter's in a Catholic preschool. They're not Catholic, but she's like, she loves Jesus. She loves Jesus, you know. Amen. So, that's what they teach, you know. So, it's beautiful work.
Absolutely. Let me just jump in here and mention this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And, we are talking pro-life here with Kathy Schneider, Carmen Ross, and Amy Lusk. And if you are into this conversation, this is something you like. I mean, we have this conversation, similar conversations to this, on many of our shows. I know that Teresa Tomeo, who's on at 9 a.m. every day, she's very strongly into this. And she's in Michigan, which has some terrible laws that they're trying to get passed. And listen to Teresa Tomeo, though, at 9 a.m. She talks about it often and updates us on all that stuff. But if this is something a conversation you're getting something out of, we need to keep this conversation going. And the only way we can keep this conversation going is if you support the quest. We do need financial support. And you can do that by calling 470-508-1160. you can go to thequestatlanta.com or the app on your phone. There's a little donate button right there, so you can check that out as well. We're going to have to take a break here in just a few minutes, but I don't know if we have a thought or something that can take us just a few minutes here.
Yeah, you know, since this is the theme of the Quest Drive is stories of inspiration, we did try to talk a few of our, some of our stories that we especially love. And one day we had a woman at the abortion clinic that she told me her name was Skye. And she told me she was on meth and heroin and that she could not have this baby because the baby's going to be deformed. And she knew enough to know that defects would take that child if it's in its, you know, feces. So she knew the system. And she's like, I can't have it. They're going to take it away anyway. And I said, honey, you're so early in the pregnancy. We can get you clean. This baby can be the reason that you turn your life around, your reason to live. And so after much, you know, discussion and lots of people praying on the side, she did decide to go with us to the pregnancy center. And it ended up, she had twins, not just one baby. Wow. And so three lives were saved that day because that mother took the courage to like, whoa, twins, like I gotta do this, you know. And so she did, she got clean, and she ended up having to go in the hospital during that a little bit. She had a heart problem. And I love this. We put on Facebook and stuff, and we tried to get her a card from every state saying, you can do this. I believe in you. And she, every day she'd send me a little video dumping out all the cards that the hospital brought to her room in an envelope. And so, like, that's the love of Jesus. Like, we supported this woman through her rehab and even her little medical issue she had. And, you know, she returned to her regular name, which is Stephanie, not Skye. That was, she told me later, that was her, quote, druggy name. And so, and her parents, who had not seen her in like 6 years, got their daughter back. Wow. And then grandchildren, twin boys. So, you know, that's the, you know, you have to show up to these dark places where the destruction is happening and just be a little sign of hope and something to believe in them. And so feel free to come join us on the sidewalk and then help us walk with these moms or start a program at your church.
And, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, you can always think, oh, what if, what could have happened? But had she gone down the other way, who knows where her life might be right now?
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
I mean, not in a good place, no. I'm sure.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't know that. So we're going to continue this conversation right up until 11 o'clock, at which time we've got which is the normal time of the family room. And we have John Gordon, who is one of the co-hosts of the family room. He's going to be in here talking at 11 o'clock. But up until then, we're going to continue this pro-life talk here on AM 1160, The Quest. And this is the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive.
You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of the Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you are moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160, go to our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
Talking about post-abortion treatment and healing.
When a woman experiences an abortion, she is not nurturing and she's not protecting that child. So we've got these wounds triggered in many different ways. I was uncomfortable with being around babies and pregnant women.
Anytime abortion is in the news, that becomes one of the triggers. So we want to be there for those women who are being triggered right now.
Hear this entire conversation on The Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160. The Quest.
For printing, shipping, and packing, it's the Alpharetta UPS store in the Kroger Shopping Center at Arnold Mill and Crabapple Roads. It's owned by Deacon Leo and Carol Gayhafer. You can go anywhere. Why not support your local Catholic business owner?
If you're a financial advisor and would like to learn how to help your clients achieve their charitable giving goals, then join the Catholic Foundation Professional Advisors Network Luncheon on Wednesday, September 28th. Go to thequestatlanta.com for more information.
In the most recent edition of the Georgia Bulletin, read about a new evangelization document outlining a cohesive vision for college campus ministries. The September 15th issue also shares the Pope's plea for peace. Learn more at georgiabulletin.org.
We've all heard it said before.
Catholics aren't pro-life, they're pro-birth, and it ends there. Pro-lifers don't care about mothers or babies after they're born.
But that's simply not true. Help take away that pro-abortion talking point by supporting Walking with Moms in Need, an initiative helping pregnant and parenting women in need. Your parish is called to help these moms in need. Some parishes in the Archdiocese already have this program in place, providing a variety of assistance to moms, including things like maternity clothing, children's clothing, diapers, and having baby showers for moms who chose life. Your time, talent, and treasure are needed. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is asking each parish to create their own Walking with Moms in Need program. If your parish has not started the program, ask how you can help start it. To learn more about Walking with Moms in Need and how you can help, go to walkingwithmoms.com.
The Atlanta 40 Days for Life Prayer Rally kickoff and dinner is September 22nd. Learn about the Atlanta 40 Days for Life Prayer Vigil taking place September 28th through November 6th. More information at thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Have you ever thought about how to help someone with an unplanned pregnancy? When scared feelings come up, women with unexpected pregnancies often jump to abortion as a solution. The best thing a friend or family member can do is to get the mom to slow down and help her get all the facts before she aborts the baby. It is the most important decision of her life, and she will have to live with the consequences of this decision forever. The most loving thing you can do is to help her make an appointment and go with her to the Pregnancy Resource Center. They all offer free ultrasounds. Did you know that 80% of mothers and 90% of fathers who see their babies on an ultrasound choose life? Showing her the many options she has with loving support allows her to choose life. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Gotta have that coffee in the morning? Do you brew it at home? Or do you go to one of those fancy places with a barista? There's nothing wrong with spending $5 on a coffee, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? The cost of 4 of those coffee drinks each month could be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you. Please prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
Hi, I'm Alice from St. Brendan the Navigator Parish in Cumming, Georgia. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day. Embrace your journey. Join The Quest.
The best of The Quest, stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the best of The Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And we are going to continue our conversation with Kathy Schneider, Carmen Ross, and Amy Lusk, talking pro-life here, and up until birth, but also after the birth, and you know, raising a child and being there for the moms is what we're talking about here. And this is a pledge drive, and without these donations, we are so thankful for these people. Victoria, thank you very much. Don't know where she's from, but Brian from Alpharetta, that's in honor of Kathy, Carmen, and let me expand the column here.
Amy.
And you said it, Amy. That's right. I figured as much, but I just had to make sure. Also in honor of Kathy and Carmen, we've got Nancy from Roswell, Marilyn in honor of Kathy. Marilyn's from Cumming. Gary from Roswell, thank you very much. I just saw it. Jason and Pam popped up here. So thank you very much for those donations. And if this is, like I was saying earlier, we're talking pro-life here, but this is a conversation that doesn't just exist here in this hour. This is across the board. I mean, Al Cresta in the afternoon talks about this. Teresa Tamayo, who's on at 9 a.m., talks about this. Father Ricardo, who has the 8 o'clock in the morning, he talks about... this conversation goes on all the time on the Family Room as well. I know, Kathy, you've been a guest on the Family Room.
Yes.
We've had so many conversations. And if this is something that you like, we do need your support. If this is something you believe in, as all of you do that are in this room here, please, we do need some help with this. 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app. Kathy?
Great. Well, we're talking about Walking with Moms in Need, the initiative from the USCCB here today. And one of the things we talked about on break was we don't want to scare you. You know, your program doesn't have to look like what we've been doing now for, you know, 8 years through the women we've met at the sidewalk. So when you look, as Joey referenced last hour, you know, the document is like a 79-page document. It's all inclusive, but it's like a 5-stage program. And, you know, you just kind of go through the phases, and your whole big program can even be, we're going to always have diapers and wipes at our parish, or we're going to agree to do a holy hour for life, or we're going to host a baby shower, or we're going to host a diaper drive and give all those diapers to a pregnancy center. So there's lots of big and little programs, little ways you could do the program, a one-time thing, or you could have something ongoing. It doesn't have to be, you know, this full-blown thing like what we're doing with these women that we find at the abortion clinic. And I know Carmen had a couple good little ones to share too.
Last month, we got together with the whole Archdiocese, all the Walking with Moms in Need people who were interested in starting one, and the parishes that have already started one. And we heard some stories. St. Paul the Apostle in Cleveland just made a simple link to a web page about their Walking with Moms in Need, and they wanted to help someone. And there was a pregnant woman who I believe was a recovering addict, contacted them and said, I'd like some help. So they're walking with her in just simple ways, like getting her groceries and clothing, maternity clothes. We also talked to St. Michael's, the Archangel from Woodstock, and it's beautiful. They have three women in their parish boundaries that they were connected with, and they're taking a very prayerful approach to helping these women. Another way that in our parish that we've started helping women closer to our parish is just talking to our St. Vincent de Paul and saying, hey, we're here. If you have a pregnant mom, let us know. We'll, you know, we got a grandma who's taking care of her kids. This just found out about her last week. And Kathy and her husband have dropped off clothes to this grandma who doesn't have the income to take care of these grandkids. So there's a lot of different ways you can help. And if you're interested in hosting a shower, we may have a mom close to you, or we may need you. I know we've called on several parishes in the Archdiocese to put together a meal train for a mom who's on bed rest. So there's many ways that you can help the people around you or get involved with our group also. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the corporal works of mercy is to clothe the naked. So this past weekend with our, again, partnering with other ministries, our St. Vincent de Paul did a food and clothing drive, but the clothing, a lot of the clothing for the children, that all came to us. And so we reached out to the, you know, women we stay in contact with, and we, you know, we're like, you know, what are your sizes for your kids? And we got fall and winter clothing, and we, you know, boxed up, I think it was 85 boxes or something like that of clothes. Some
huge
quite
boxes.
Very big, because some of them have 5 kids. Some of them, one lady got 4 boxes of things for her family. But anyway, and we got those delivered or mailed out to these women. So, you know, we don't all have the same talent. We don't all have the same gifts, but we all, you know, can, you know, offer something. It reminds me, I had gone to, oh my gosh, now I'm forgetting the name of it. It'll come to me. But I went to a parish and talked to them about walking with moms in need and some things. And I just, at the end, I always say, you know, I don't know what your gifts are, but, you know, you might have a gift I don't even have up here. Like, you know, just offer your gift. Who knows? And so this gentleman came up and he said, well, I kind of do like balloon animals and I can do some tricks and some jokes. I'm kind of like, I'm an entertainer at kids' birthday parties, he said. So, like, I'm retired and this is something I do for fun. And he's like, so I don't know. Is that anything you could use? And I was like, yeah, what are you doing Saturday? We're having a baby shower. And he's like, fun. Yeah, I'll come. Well, these 4-year-olds were like, whoa, how did he do that? They were so excited and it was adorable. So how cute was that? And even this Saturday night at October 1st, we're doing Horton Hears a Who, the movie, yes. A family night. Yeah, thanks for that plug again. I heard it again today. And the
thing about that, the reason why it's Horton Hears a Who, because, and I'm going to mess up the quote. Do you know it offhand? It's something about the tiniest voice.
A person's a person, no matter how small.
Thank you very much. Which is the whole thing behind that. And I don't know. I just think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
So this same gentleman will be coming to our little movie night to entertain the children with some balloon animals and stuff. So he's still spreading around his gift, right? So even stuff like, you know, needing guys with trucks or handymen, you know, a lot of these women, they don't have a guy around and they can't get stuff fixed. And, you know, a lot of times we're picking up something, delivering it, taking something back. So, you know, to have people who have, you know, a truck that they'd be saying, hey, you can, you know, I'll come and drive, you can put the baby bed in my truck and I'll deliver it and set it up or whatever. So, you know, everybody has a skill or little something that they can, you know, offer to somebody as well.
And I know a lot of people too, when it comes to that, like if you just know, it's like, you know what, we've got a kid that needs a pair of jeans or something. Somebody will go to the store and buy a pair of jeans for this kid. They're, you know, that even the easiest way to help out as well. And I just want to mention one other thing. It looked like you were about to say something, Amy, but I just want a shameless plug here for The Quest, which is, I guess, why we're all here first place.
Yes.
But you were talking about that movie, Horton Hears a Who, which is going to be
October 1st.
Yeah. But you can find out more about that at thequestatlanta.com. So there's an events calendar, and that's up there.
We've got
the 40 Days for Life event that's up there. We've got all these different things that are on thequestatlanta.com. But, you know, websites aren't free. To have somebody put that, we have a lot of volunteers, but, you know, we've got to maintain all this stuff. And to have that information out there of all this local stuff, things that are going on locally, right in your parish or in your, the next town over or whatever, in order to keep this information coming, it takes money. That's just a simple truth. And so if you would like to donate or pledge money, even better yet, the monthly donations are really the lifeblood that keep us on the air and keep that website, all those events populated on the website. It does take money. So if you would like to pledge a monthly donation, that would be fantastic. At 470-508-1160 is the number. 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com and donate there, or on the app on the phone, there's a little donate button if you want to donate there as well. So now that I got my shameless plug in there, we can continue on with our pro-life conversation with Kathy Schneider, Carmen Ross, and Amy Lusk.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say that, you know, Kathy mentioned, you know, gathering stuff and all the different ways that people help in the community. And I think it's always amazing that we think we're helping and we are helping people, but it's also so nice to be a part of that and to see these women and their kids and interact with them and see how truly grateful they are is so empowering. It's so lovely. And so, you know, never forget that too, that when you give, you get so much back in return. Mm-hmm. And
beautiful.
We're so blessed to be able to see that in this ministry, because it really is. We get to see some beautiful kids that smile when you see them, and these mothers who are just truly, truly grateful. So.
Yeah. Business people call that a return on investment.
It's way more of a return on the investment.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. Well, I think, too, we wanted to just, you know, say a few ways that you can help with Walking with Moms in Need, too, and feel free to chime in on any of these. But, you know, if anybody wants to come with us to pray at the abortion clinic, you can reach me through St. Bridget Catholic Church. My contact is there. And again, just we want to help guide people to alternatives to abortion. So, you know, we want to get them to the pregnancy clinics, and we want to educate ourselves how to talk to these abortion-minded women that even can be in our own families. You know, I always like to point out that, you know, this could be someone in our family, you know, at some point, and to be able to look your child, grandchild, you know, your niece or nephew, cousin, someone, look these folks in the eye and say, look, don't ever abort my blank, right? My child, my grandchild, my whatever, like, I will help you. I'm here for you. Like, we, you know, we need to, you know, sometimes you might have heard people say, oh, Catholics are pro-life until their teenage daughter gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. Right. And we have to change that, because we can't be those people that are bringing their teenage daughter thinking they're helping not, quote, ruin her life, when that abortion ends up ruining her life and ruining the mother-daughter relationship forever. Mm-hmm. And so, again, go to the family room and listen to the post-abortion treatment and healing, you know, thing that was recorded. It's excellent. You know, the wounds from abortion are deep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had guys say to me before, gosh, if I would have known what it was going to do to her when she came out of that place, like, I never would have let her. Like, she's never been right in the head. She's never been right in the heart. She cries all the time. She's in bed. She's so depressed. She can't even parent the kids we have, you know? So they think it's a solution, and it only opens the door to more problems they just haven't even known about or considered. And the abortion clinics are sure not going to tell them those, you know, problems.
And one of the things I heard on the episode of the Family Room, the Path, is that it's because women have this instinctive mothering aspect nurturing. And when nurturing, yes. Mm-hmm. And so when something, you know, when that is taken away because of something they did, right. It's a wound. I'm not saying this right, but it's right. It's yes. Something that right. is a it's instinctual.
Deep in them. Yeah,
you know, that
definitely is.
And people don't think of that aspect
right.
of it.
Right. And an important thing, just because you opened that can of worms, I will just go down that for a second. Please, you guys know this, because of course in Georgia, if you don't have a heartbeat, you can take the abortion pill, RU486. But you guys, what you need to understand is this is not some simple little, quote, hard period, what they tell you you're going to have. So if you look up a video from Unplanned and just type in a simple procedure or nightmare, so just go to YouTube and put Unplanned from the movie. It's the scene from the movie, but it's the true story. And here's the thing. So these women, you know, they get the first set of pills there at the clinic. They take the second set at home, and they technically become the abortionist. And it becomes so difficult on them, because now later they realize they inflicted the death of their child. And you writhe in pain, you bleed, you clot, and you have to, you know, you pass this intact little sack with this baby. You can see through the little eyes and little arm buds, and you can't unsee that. And so a woman carries that for the rest of her life. She inflicted that death. And so I know the folks from PATH have said women who have taken the pill actually do worse than the ones who have a surgical abortion, because, you know, when you have a surgical abortion, you go to that clinic, you never go down that street, you can stuff it. You take this pill, you writhe in pain, you bleed, you clot, you plaster this baby in your toilet, in your floor, mm-hmm. and you're devastated. Every time you walk in your bedroom, your bathroom, you have post-traumatic stress. The world needs to know these things. So it's not a simple procedure. It's not an easy thing. And even just last week, I had a girl who came out. She had taken the first set of pills. I talked to her exiting the driveway and was talking to her about the abortion pill reversal. And I just said to her, you know, honey, have you ever, you know, have you taken this pill before or had an abortion in the past? And she goes, oh, yeah, I took this pill before. And it was AG double hockey sticks. And she said, I told myself I would never do it again. She goes, but here I am. I don't want this baby. So, you know, people who even have taken it have not wanted to do it again. So it's a difficult thing. But let's talk about...
I'm sorry. I was just going to jump in here and say that remind people this is the Best of
yes.
the Quest
donate,
pledge drive.
Donate.
Stories of inspiration. And we're hearing a lot of inspiration here on this hour. And we're talking pro-life with Kathy Schneider, Carmen Ross, and Amy Lusk. And if you want to donate, we you know, to keep this conversation going. I mean, you're here until 11 o'clock, but this conversation will continue on the quest, whether it's with you ladies or whoever else. I mean, somebody else is going to carry this torch. We need to keep this conversation going, and we need your support for that. You can call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app as well. And I also want to give a shout out to Jason and Pam in Roswell. They say, thanks for all the hard work that goes into giving mothers options for life.
Wow, so sweet. Yeah. That's great.
And then, and Kathy, do you know anybody, do you know a Brian in Roswell?
That would be my husband, yes.
He says a shout out to his wife, Kathy, and all the pro-life work that she does. Yeah. And I know that that is a lot of work.
Yes. It is a lot of work.
Behind every good woman is an amazing man. I'm just saying.
There you go.
He says yes to a lot of things. Thank you. So we were starting to talk about ways that people can help. And I know, you know, we talked about coming to the sidewalk, and you guys, just even little simple things like, can you put a Choose Life license plate on your car? You know, I used to joke, at one point I had three of those roaming around college campuses. So how great is that? You know, somebody's thinking, oh, I might have an abortion. Then you're behind somebody, their car says Choose Life. It's like, ooh, you know, one day I'm hoping to hear a story like that. But anyway, you know, just looking at small and little ways, don't be afraid to put a pro-life magnet on your car. You could be that sign that somebody sees as a red light that helps them choose life. And we know those stories are out there. We know that those things really do matter. Again, looking at pro-life apologetics, again, come to a baby shower. You know, if you want to contact me through St. Bridget Respect Life, you can get on the distribution list. And when I have a need, you'll see it on an email. Like even right now, okay, here's a crazy need. I need a size 12 wide little boy's tennis shoe. Anybody got one? You know, like seriously, it's like super hard to find. And this boy's never had a shoe that's fit him, you know, just simple things. Also, we do have a car donation program. Huge shout out to Christian Brothers Automotives. If you can go to them and use them, they do amazing stuff. So we work with them. And if we find a donated car, they'll kind of fix it up, make it good for a mom, and we give it to a single mom. And so praise God, we have had quite a few moms get a car, and it's just such a blessing. So if you want to donate a car, there's a way to do that with a tax donation receipt. And then you're helping a mom get literally to and from her job so that she, you know, is able to provide for her family. I know we have a woman that is getting ready to get the next car, and we're like chomping at the bit for her. So they don't have public transportation where she lives, and she's struggling. So she has to pay Uber or pay a friend or somebody to get her to her job. It adds up quick. And so she's not even making that much. So, you know, these kind of things really do help people have a better quality of life and, you know, just help them provide and be stable, you know, kind of thing. So, so you'll see a lot of needs that are out there. But again, just to not be afraid to contact Joey Martinek at the diocese and say, hey, you know, we want to learn about walking with moms in need. What do I need to do? You know, and he'll be glad to send you the program and kind of, you know, hold your hand and walk you through some things that could help you do a version of this program at your parish. And again, to just find those people in our area, because, you know, the bishops were like, let's find the people around our church. We have 17,000 of these. Who's in our neighborhoods that need us? And we know they're out there, just like we found this grandma last week parenting these two kids while her daughter is in jail. And anyway, and so there's a lot of help that is needed, and we can offer it.
We'll take Spanish interpreters. Oh, you never have to leave your home, and you can help us immensely by interpreting for us.
You know, and that's something, too, because I'm involved with Boy Scouts. My boys are in Scouts, and I've been a leader. But there are so many things that we tell the parents that, yeah, you can put on the tan shirt and go out and go on the campouts, or you can sit in your house. And I'm sure there's plenty of things, all three of you off the top
texting
of your head.
Texting moms,
come up,
encouraging them.
But, but you don't even have to leave your house, and you can help.
Yes.
So check that out. True. Contact Kathy at
St. Bridget.
Yeah.
Yes. Just go to the website and look up ministries. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And you
Respect
can help. There's so many ways that you can help, little things or big things, whatever you can contribute.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of interpreters, Amy and I have a story about about these women who sit home and wait for our calls. Just joking, they don't. But we go through one interpreter after the other trying to find somebody to answer when we meet a Spanish-speaking person at the sidewalk. So.
Yeah, Kathy and I were on the sidewalk one day, and these two girls come up, and they were Spanish-speaking. So like Kathy said, we both get on our phone and dial quickly who will answer their phone. And they ended up being sisters, and one of the girls was pregnant, and you could tell her sister was just devastated. Like, she really did not want her sister to go in to that abortion clinic. And Kathy and I just talked and just kept talking to them. And the girl who was pregnant was not very talkative. Like, she just did not communicate much with us. We couldn't really tell what was going on with them, what was really pushing her to be here. And so we did what we could and prayed. And so then the sisters were kind of like, okay, we're going to go. And one of the sisters that was pregnant kind of tried to walk into go towards the abortion clinic, and the other sister got her not to. And praise God, they ended up parking in the parking lot and the office building next to the abortion clinic, because we can't walk into the parking lot of the abortion clinic. So, of course, Kathy and I both have our eyes over there and think, okay, they haven't left. They haven't left. And we both were like, we have to go over there. So Kathy and I walked over to their car and probably talked to them for another easily 45 minutes or an hour. And by then, the girls were crying. It was such an emotional encounter. And praise God, we got them to go to one of the pregnancy resource centers, and they brought in a Spanish-speaking resource into there. And so she did choose life, and they actually were from Alabama. And so we actually are still in communication with her. In fact, they were got one of the goodie boxes that was put together that Kathy and Carmen just mentioned from that clothing drive. But that was a pretty powerful. And then remember, they had like a Mary statue on their car,
on the dashboard.
Really? And Kathy mentioned to them, like, you know, asked them about that. And they said it had no sticker on it, no suction, but they had stuck it on their dashboard when they left Alabama and had driven all the way to Atlanta, and that thing never moved.
Never moved.
Mm. And they later told us when they went to get it off, it was stuck. Like,
Mother
Mary was with us on that day. Yeah. Like, she is every day.
That's right. Well, and just to be able, we went through two Spanish interpreters that day. Like, it was a lot. We had to call somebody's like, I've got to go. We're like, okay. Yeah. And then we had to call somebody else to kind of help us finish. And even to be able to remind them, you know, like, using that Mother Mary, I'm like, look, Mother Mary, the most famous unplanned pregnancy of all. And she welcomed her baby, and we got the Savior, Jesus Christ, of the world. Like, your baby has special gifts. And so it was. So we're so grateful that people continue to interpret for us, because that save would not have happened if somebody wouldn't agree.
So if you do speak Spanish, I mean, you can. So I'm guessing, like, you could just have somebody's phone number.
Exactly. That's what we do.
You know, and so, so this person is, they don't really have to do much of anything. It's just all of a sudden my phone rings. Oh, I've got a minute. I'll take this call.
Right.
And then they can help out. Right. But if they're busy, then they don't answer. You go to the next person.
We go to the next person. And they don't need to know anything to do to save a baby. We tell them, like, ask her this. Can you tell her this? Mm-hmm. Ask her this. Tell her this. You know, so they're helping us get her story, because that's how you change hearts and minds, is find their story, figure out what the problem is, and do the best we can to fix the problem so we save a life. You save the mother, you save the baby.
Yes.
And I just noticed it's 11 o'clock. We got to get out of here.
God bless you.
Can I give a quick plug for
Please
Quest?
Please do. Please do.
My family and I moved here 14 years ago from Michigan, where we had Catholic radio. Mm-hmm. I moved to Atlanta and just assumed that there would be Catholic radio here in Atlanta, and there wasn't. And I have to say, I took for granted the Catholic radio that I had. So I'm very thankful for Quest. Mm-hmm. Yes. So just that little plug. Yes. It is important.
So
you don't
good.
Know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah.
So
and
thank you.
If we don't get support,
That's right.
We do need that to stay. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy Snyder, Carmen Ross, Amy Lusk. Thank you, ladies, for coming here and having this important conversation.